I want to kick off this hour with the latest on what is happening in the airline sector. And many of you have experienced the difficulties with catching flights today. They've been delayed. Many flights have been cancelled over the course of the day. And that's caused a huge amount of inconvenience. Ahmed Khaji, our EWN reporter, was at OR Tambo, and people complained that the communication was the main problem. You know, they didn't know until they got to the airport that their flights had been delayed or cancelled. And so there's been a fair amount of discontent with what is going on in that regard. But there's an important reason that these flights have been grounded. There were technical issues that came up when the South African Civil Aviation Authority conducted its safety and its security inspections overnight. And, you know, it has to do that as part of ensuring that all the aircraft that are flying and that are carrying people to their various destinations are actually safe to do so. And they carry out an audit from time to time. They sample various aircraft. And if they decide that an aircraft doesn't meet the required safety standards, they will simply issue an order that says you may not fly this craft. And so we want to bring into the conversation the spokesperson for the Civil Aviation Authority, Pindiwe Gwebu, to give us a sense of exactly how it all works and to explain to us in layman's terms what the difficulties were that were experienced that eventually led to these aircraft being grounded yesterday, early today. Pindiwe, good afternoon, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. So my understanding is that you carried out these safety inspections overnight and encountered certain problems that bothered your technical personnel.
Actually, just to correct the fact, Joanne, we conducted a safety inspection on the maintenance organization.
All right.
Which is South African Airways Technical.
All right.
The maintenance organization maintains the fleet for three airlines in South Africa, which is Comair, SAA, as well as Mango Airlines.
All right, okay.
And this audit started around the 11th of October. And as we normally do, we would, after the audit, then issue the findings to the operator, which is SAA Technical. And amongst the findings that we issued were about five of them. And they submitted a corrective action plan, which we accepted because we said, how they explained them closing those findings, we are happy, we are satisfied with that. However, there's two of them which are of a nature such that we had some questions in terms of the current aircraft that they are maintaining. Are those deficiencies that we picked up from the sample not prevalent in the aircraft that they are operating? So to be able to also balance the facts out, we then had a briefing on Saturday with the airline. To say to them that this is what we found out from your maintenance organization, and we just want to have an assurance that your aircraft that you're currently operating do not have the same deficiencies that we picked up from the sample. And this is where then we issued them with a notice last night to say that before you fly those aircraft, please make sure that you check this, you verify, and if you find any of these deficiencies, then you will then have to take a decision to ground those aircraft, don't operate them, or else we will have to take the enforcement action. But for those that do comply, still send us the evidence so that we can be sure that you actually do those aircraft are safe to fly.
All right. Okay. So I fully understand what you're talking about now. And clearly you're linking this to the reports that have come out in the last couple of weeks that a syndicate supposedly infiltrated the SAA technical department and might have sold them parts that were compromised, Pindi.
The media reports that we got also fueled the need for us to go and conduct the inspection.
Okay.
However, I can confirm that none of the findings that we came up with pointed to the direction of what the media articles were pointing out that relates to the suspect parts that are being used by the maintenance organization.
Oh, right. So that's important. So, Pindiwe, are you saying now you have fully investigated this and there's no evidence to suggest that that any dud parts or any pirate parts, to use a colloquial term, have made their way into any of these planes?
That's correct, Johan. But you also have to remember, when we do conduct an audit, we also take a sample. We don't check each and every aircraft, but from what we have sampled, we could not find any evidence of suspect parts being used.
Is it possible that there are suspect parts that have not been included in the sample that you were given?
you see, possibilities are always there that there are things that we not come across when you conduct our, the audit that we are doing. And that's simply because we sample the population. We don't look at each and every aircraft. So I cannot, in all my responsibilities, say that it's possible that they are suspects. But I can tell you, from the sample that we picked up, we did not come across any.
And how extensive are the samples that you are given? Are you given a sufficient number of samples to be able to make a more accurate determination?
Yes, we use our normal mechanism that we use to pick up a sample. And the areas that, Joanne, that we were concerned about are the ones that are now causing, are now have resulted in the airlines themselves grounding their aircraft and doing the checks that we are looking for. And that's what we found out, and that's what we want to concentrate on at this point, because we didn't think up what the media statements were saying.
Right. Okay. I take your point. So just help me out with this one. When you talk about deficiencies, the deficiencies that bothered you, can you explain to us in a very simple term, because I know we're moving into the realm of the highly technical now, in simple terms, can you tell us what deficiencies were bothering you?
Okay, there's two. There's just two that we picked up in the sample that we audited. And the first one related to the release of the aircraft to service. So basically, when an aircraft is being maintained by the maintenance organization, there's different engineers that are employed to look at different parts of the aircraft. And those engineers are certified to do inspections only on certain parts of the aircraft. And there's also qualified people that are also tasked with releasing, signing off the aircraft to say all the work that has been conducted on this aircraft has been done so correctly. That person is also supposed to be suitably qualified. So what we found was that on the sample that we picked up, the people that released the aircraft are actually not qualified to conduct that function. And that was number one. Number two, we found that in terms of the civil aviation regulations, there's certain maintenance work that the maintenance organization must do in terms of or in respect of the flight data recorder as well as the cockpit voice recorder. The reason why this is important to maintain is because there are certain steps that they need to take whenever they conduct maintenance in that area, because they normally would have to test the flight data recorder, whether the voices of the, I mean, the data that the recorder is picking up is audible enough.
All right.
Because they use this information, they collect this data, and they normally would be able to tell the behavior of the aircraft over a period of time.
All right.
And this is where we are hoping that they'll be able to pick up if there was something that was wrong with the aircraft, or even with the crew in terms of their conduct in the cockpit.
All right. Pindiwe, I'm sorry that I'm going to interrupt you there. The minister, Fikile Mbalula, is actually, he's in the midst of a briefing right now, a live briefing. I'm going to ask you to please hold on for us. Perhaps we will have to come back to you in a moment, but I do want to take you live right now to the minister's briefing on this issue of the airlines.
By the regulator, and in this particular instance, that is why particular action has actually been taken, because among others, if the regulator put a blind eye to what has been reported by Vusi Pikoli and his team, it will be an irregular part on their part not to act decisively on the report. Audit, why delays and why audit happened? Look, there's a whole lot of technical aspects that follows when reports get to be released and actions that need to be taken. It is not a delay. It is within the turnaround. There's nobody who said airlines must be grounded. They acted on precaution on their own part, because there is a report, and then as a result, they actually had to act on it. So the point for everyone is that we shouldn't panic. These matters have been attended to. Before end of the week, everything will be back to normal. In fact, there's minimal, interruption of airlines. They are still, even myself, I was delayed this morning. I was supposed to land in Cape Town at 8 for a cabinet committee meeting. And then the flight started to be cancelled from 6 o'clock in the morning. The most important thing is that if things happen and nobody explain, the whole society and the whole country catch the frenzy and it becomes a national crisis. We have many problems today because we don't explain our difficulties and what we're faced with. The most important thing, if you provide service to the people, you must be able to explain. And political leadership in that sense must actually emerge. And from all the reports we've got is that this is not a total shutdown. It's not a crisis. It is a normal process. Airlines are acting on the part of precaution and everything will be back to normal. And it is all in the best interest of the citizens. And not that there's anything untoward in the sense that we're in a state of crisis and all of that. It's just that when the regulator speaks and raises issues, all matters must actually be attended to. So that is what it is important for all of us. And if the day passes by and nobody says anything, it is as though we are in a state of flux. Things are just happening and there is a total crisis. Civil aviation does have the capacity and the resources to undertake its work over the years. And in fact, we are the body that is highly recognized in the whole world. We just came from ICAO in the conference in Canada. South Africa is held in high esteem. We have won awards after awards because of our capabilities. So in terms of monitoring the operators, which is all the airlines in our country, and hold them accountable and so on, we've got the best capacity. We control 10% of the airspace as we speak now. And in that particular regard, we've got the capabilities to even regulate and oversee whoever comes in and out of that particular space. So our capabilities are beyond questioning. Internationally, in terms of the International Civil Aviation Organization, we're well recognized. In fact, our team, in terms of SACA team, the CEO and the board, I think that they are very capable people and is one of our best performing entities in the Department of Transport. So we're very much...
All right, Fikile Mbalula there, ending off just a little bit of that media briefing we were listening into. He was actually in the last sentence there singing the praises of the South African Civil Aviation Authority, and it so happens that we have just put that call on hold with Pindiwe Gwebu to listen to what the minister had to say. So Pindiwe, thank you very much for holding on while we had a listen to the minister. And I think what is important that he has said in the last few minutes is that it's not a crisis what's happening. It's a process. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And this is the reason why, Joanne, you are very familiar with some of the enforcement actions that the CAA has taken in the past. And you can trust that the process that we are following right now is one where we are trying to instill or even give assurance to the flying community that things are still in order. And by doing that, the reaction from the airlines actually demonstrates that they are able to cooperate with the regulator and also answer to the questions whenever they are called to do so.
So I must ask you a last question, and this has to do with how quickly the process can actually unfold for these airlines to get back in the air. You know, the deficiencies that you've described sound a little bit complicated. Can they be solved overnight? And can we have these planes that have been grounded in the air by the end of the week, as the minister suggests? Or are these things that take time to fix, Pindiwe?
Joanne, I can confirm to you right now as I'm talking to you that since this morning we've been receiving the evidence from the different airlines. Our team is currently busy now verifying that. So there's a back and forth that's going on between our team as well as those of the airline. So I can confirm that it is possible that from as early as tonight that some of the aircraft will be able to release them, but we will not be able to do so until we are satisfied. So that interaction between us and the airlines is ongoing as I'm talking to you now. So the prediction by the minister of the by the end of the week is very possible, yes.
Thank you so much for explaining all of that to us so well. Pindiwe Gwebu, she's the spokesperson for the South African Civil Aviation Authority. Recapping just a couple of things from that conversation with her. The deficiencies that they picked up in their inspection of SAA technical samples suggests that the problem can be solved relatively soon, and airlines have already begun to do that. And the minister in the last few minutes, Fikile Mbalula, saying it's not a crisis, it's a process. And clearly, the South African Civil Aviation Authority committee just keeping a very close eye on what is going on in this industry, because that story broke a couple of weeks ago. There were allegations that a syndicate had managed through a dodgy tender process to possibly get pirate parts into SAA Technical, which would have affected the installation of these parts into the various aircraft. Pindiwe Gwebu telling us now, confirming that according to the samples they have received, which is an extensive set of samples, that has not happened.